Welcome back to another episode of Health Hack as I continue talking about the power of your unconscious mind. And today I want to talk to you about the fact that your unconscious mind operates at a speed that is so much faster than your conscious mind. And so when we are working with the tools of the unconscious mind, we need to be working quickly. I need to be speaking at a very rapid pace because I need to speak so quickly that the unconscious mind can't even keep up, as an example. And some more examples for you in terms of how fast the unconscious mind is working and that it's always working for your benefit is that if you were to touch something hot, that you know that the moment you touch something hot, the unconscious mind has had you pull your hand away from that hot plate or the hot pot or whatever it was before your conscious mind has even caught up to let you know that it's burning and that there's danger. Another really interesting example of just how fast the unconscious mind is working and how it's always working in our favor was actually during a Formula One car race. And unfortunately, there was a big accident on the track. And as the next driver coming in towards that pileup came around the corner, he wouldn't have yet been able to see the pileup. And yet he started braking. And he didn't get into the accident, which is wonderful. And afterwards, there was a study done because they asked him, why did you start to brake? And he had absolutely no idea why he had started to brake. And so they did a study into this and they had him go back in his unconscious mind, because remember, the unconscious mind stores all of our memories, and replay driving around that corner and what had caused him to slow down. It was interesting. His unconscious mind had picked up that the audience in the stands that would have normally been looking at him coming around the corner and cheering him on wasn't looking at him. And they were looking away from him, and that their faces were showing horror and shock. And that was a signal to his unconscious mind to brake because something was wrong. And that happened so quickly, his conscious mind had no clue. So when he was asked afterwards in interviews, why did you know to slow down? He had no conscious idea. And it wasn't till they replayed it with him through the filter of his unconscious mind that he was able to figure it out. So that's what I mean by A, the speed at which your unconscious mind is always working for you, looking for these minute clues and signals as you're going about every aspect of your daily life, because it is always charged with keeping you safe and running your body. Despite what you do to your body, your unconscious mind is trying to keep your health at the best level that it can based on what you are doing to your body. And it is operating at such high speed. And this is why you get sudden, you know, if you were to step in front of a bus, or, you know, if you've ever experienced that, because I actually have, that you get that instant warning and you step back. And when you start to connect with your unconscious mind and you notice these things, it will help you build rapport with your unconscious mind. And the more you do this, the more you become aware of how your unconscious mind is helping you each and every single day of your life. And there are many tools that you can be learning in order to enhance this relationship and consciously choose to use these tools to access the power of your unconscious mind. And that's what gets me so excited. So continue tuning in, because I will be, over the course of the next 4 weeks or so, introducing many of these tools to you.